started.
That's how we start the podcast. Shut the hell up.
Dallin read a comment that just makes him never want to do anything again on the internet. And it's so dumb. And I just want to like throat punch people who make these comments. Most comments are so great and so nice. And
why does my brain only why does my brain discount those and only believe the negative ones? It's like I don't believe the people who write such nice things or literally write as handwritten letters about how we've affected their lives and stuff. It's like, why don't I believe these people? And my brain is like, oh, yep, that critic is probably telling the truth. That's the real truth.
I think it validates an inner dialogue that's not very nice to yourself. And I want that inner dialogue to shut up. And every time you get a mean comment, it's like, here, inner dialogue, here's a megaphone.
Is it imposter syndrome or is it just evolutionary, biological, looking for threats or just trying to survive or I don't know.
I don't know why you would get an imposter. I just feel like the internet is really cool. And like people who post online for the most part are just like ordinary, normal people. And they become like, quote unquote, bigger because people relate to them. So like, I don't know how you could feel imposter syndrome for just being an ordinary, normal person.
Yeah.
I mean, I only know who I follow or who the algorithm shows me, but it usually shows me like really cool, like ordinary, normal people who I'm like, oh, like I do that. Or I have like the thought while I'm watching, like I've totally said that, or I totally do that. Or that reminds me of my mom or of my grandma or of my friend, you know, they're just like normal people who are just post stuff and people relate to them. So you shouldn't feel imposter syndrome for just being a person. That's like what TikTok is. It's just people or Instagram.
Well, the podcast listeners, you guys, you are the top fans of the top
you
fans.
You are one in a million.
Because
one in a billion.
We don't really broadcast the podcast far and wide. I should post it more often to places and drive awareness to it. But you guys who just come and seek this out on your own, you guys are the best of the best and we love you.
I know, it's really great.
And did I say in the last podcast that the morning drink recipe
is here we
finalized?
Go with another brand deal, Dallin.
Stop.
Keep your mouth shut.
I'll talk about my own product all day because it's like
I'm just kidding.
Because it's like I'm passionate about it.
I'm just kidding.
The morning drink recipe flavor has been perfected.
It's finalized. Good. I actually like it. And I haven't liked any other flavor he's done.
Yeah. The suppliers that we're working with I'm probably driving them crazy because I'm like,
Dallin
change
keeps
this,
being
change
like,
this.
Well,
try
Ashley
again.
Won't drink this.
Change. Try this flavor. Try this. And then up the amount. We want more water. And serving, you know.
This flavor, it's like peach mango, which is sublime. So it's good. A sublime flavor. Someone wrote in and told Dallin they wouldn't buy it unless
they're like, no mango, please.
Yeah.
I was like, sorry. Making peach mango. It's our favorite flavor.
We can only afford to make
maybe
one flavor.
Maybe they were allergic to
point.
Mango. I don't even know if
I
this
don't
is.
Even know.
I mean, it's all natural flavoring. I don't know how
don't
they
know.
Put mango flavor into powder
we
form,
really
but it's all natural.
I don't know how allergies work.
Flavoring, so
whatever. Well, I don't know what I was saying. I keep telling Dallin, like every time he brings a flavor that's been tweaked, and he's like, try this, and I try it, and my answer so far has been either that's terrible, or I guess if you're like a really healthy person and you care more about what this is versus how it tastes, I guess you would drink this
like a greens powder.
Like, Dallin drinks this greens
powder.
Forcing
this down my gullet because of how healthy it is.
Tastes like they ground up a swamp monster. Yeah.
No, our morning drink isn't like that. It actually tastes delicious.
Okay, I would drink it and I wouldn't even know it's healthy. And that's the only way I take my vitamins. You know, it either has to be like that ritual pill where the pill is literally like minty.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. Or like a gummy.
Uh-huh. Well, even some gummies aren't that great.
No, the Costco ones are really good.
Okay. But yeah, we made a drink that's actually delicious.
The care of vitamins
and it has
too.
A lot of good stuff in it.
Those don't taste good. But I feel really good about myself when I choke them down.
Well, what's cool about the morning drink is that it has
get back on track,
nootropics and adaptogens in it. This is new. There's a lot of new studies coming out about these mushrooms that have.
Which one's the mushroom, the nootropic or the adaptogenic?
I think they're both mushrooms.
Really?
That do different things. I've just started to study them. I've just heard about them all over. I always Instagram ads, Joe Rogan's talk. It's a lot of new research coming out about, you know, we've talked about gut health. We've talked about all these different areas of the body, but a lot of things, not much about brain health, you know, until recently we've discovered that these mushrooms, adaptogens,
all of our brains are dying.
Adaptogens and nootropics have been shown in more and more studies lately to help cognitive function, to improve memory, to decrease stress.
Where are these mushrooms growing? Are they just the mushrooms on like from the backyard?
Yes, I found somebody who grows these in their backyard.
No, not the mushrooms.
We're crumbling them
getting
up and putting
I'm
them
just
in a
like,
drink.
Because I've like never eaten a mushroom. I hate mushrooms.
They grind it up in very
that
fine powder,
so
and
neurotic?
You can't even. Maybe you need more mushrooms in your life. No, adaptogenic mushrooms and these nootropics are being shown to be super awesome for your brain, improving memory, clarity of mind, decreasing anxiety and stress. And it's just, I love drinking it.
Sign me up.
I freaking love it. Yeah. And so we're putting that in there. We're putting natural energy ingredients, B complex vitamins, taurine and stuff. We're just not putting caffeine in it. And I've gotten a lot of good feedback from that so far, from replies on Instagram and Facebook stories. A lot of people are excited about a morning drink that doesn't actually have caffeine.
I mean, I'm not.
And you can drink it. drink it alongside your coffee.
I want a caffeinated.
That's the idea, because a lot of people love coffee if you love caffeine. So you can drink this alongside your coffee.
I don't.
Not have to just decide between the both, or just get a double dose of caffeine and be jittery all day.
I've never been like, oh, a double dose of caffeine, don't want that.
See, you like more caffeine. I'm on the more sensitive side.
You are.
Where I don't handle it super well.
I become like,
and I think there's like some, it's like half of them, or like 75 million Americans have this gene or don't have this gene that don't process caffeine very well.
No, you get grouchy and anxious. You turn into me without caffeine, with caffeine.
Yeah, so I have that gene and you don't.
I drink my Crystal Light and a coffee in the morning, and I am just like, good morning, world.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Let's go to a children's museum and start a project.
Yeah, I get all of my hearts racing. I'm all antsy and anxious, and I like a little bit of caffeine. I don't do more than one cup of coffee.
Yeah, this is a new thing for you, and your life is different.
Yeah.
Turns out. All of your problems have been the
same. So anyways, that's that. And we're so close to the nighttime drink. I'm sure I'm driving them crazy, but I'm like, change this a little bit.
Really good.
That one was a little too sweet.
I think you should add blueberry, like a pomegranate.
Yeah, we're working
blueberry.
On finding the best flavor to go with these ingredients, because there's really good stuff in it. Ashwagandha has been shown to be so good for you.
Yeah, I take
magnesium,
that.
Tart cherry extract, things to just calm you down, L-theanine. Things to calm you down, relax the brain, get you ready for sleep.
But
not like knock you out. There's no melatonin in it. But just a great chill evening drink. A relaxing evening drink.
I don't think melatonin works on me. I've tried it and I just...
Melatonin gives me crazy dreams and it makes me wake up at like 4 a.m.
Yeah, I have never watched more TV at night than I have after taking a melatonin.
Yeah.
It has literally...
It doesn't work for
no
our kids
effect.
Either. It makes them go crazy.
Well, yeah, it makes them have nightmares, I think. Uh-huh. So we don't even... We tried
so we
it
didn't
like
even
twice.
Put melatonin in it. So that's that. And I'm super, super duper excited. And I already have visions for having my own shaker bottle. For
stop.
Flavor packets, hydration, stick packs throughout the day.
Stickers to put on your water
bottle. Daily drip stickers.
Stickies.
I'm working with
Call
a really, really, really cool designer, Reese Parker, who's coming up with our branding and logo. And the packets are just going to be this little drip that's part of the Daily Drips logo is so cool. I'm so excited.
I remember
excited
when
for
you
it.
Wanted to do this, and I was like, if we do this, you're going to have to make a website.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, I will never, after making the Dashleys blog, like setting that up, I went into like this pit of internet thought and like code that I never want to re-enter again. Yeah. On what's that, WordPress? God, that's like
Squarespace.
No, well, I did Dashleys on WordPress, which is like, people are like, WordPress is so great because you get to just do whatever you want
if you know how to code.
Yeah, turns out you have to actually know something. So yeah. That was like my, like, we can't, Dallin, we can't start another company. We'll have to make a website.
I reached out and got some quotes for making a big, nice, fancy website right off the bat.
Well, I think
bit pricey. So I think I'm going to make my own, going to be on the simple side starting out with Squarespace.
That was my reason for not doing it. And you were like, well, it's no big deal.
Yeah, no, it's easy to make a Squarespace website that gets the job done. Eventually we'll have a banger of a website.
I start sweating and get like jittery thinking about going back to the website making land.
Oh, no, I'm just pumped.
It was scarring to me. I would never, I could not make it as a programmer.
Yeah.
This
well,
I know.
I've posted about Daily Drips on the Instagram stories a few times, and a lot of excitement and a lot of feedback. People excited to try it.
I'm excited.
Really excited to launch. We just got to finalize the evening drink, and then we got to get packaging ready and figure out, you know, ordering product. And this is going to be a bit of an investment starting out, because minimum order is 1,000 of each. So really hope people
don't buy any. I'll be drinking this for years.
We're going to just have to sell our house if nobody buys it. But no,
no,
we have to sell our house.
That's not real, right?
Well, I'm kidding.
Well, I just don't know.
It was a total joke.
I would end the company today.
Stretch ourselves that thin.
That'd
be crazy.
I just need reassurance when you say this.
I wouldn't start a business behind a product that I didn't thought would fail.
Sometimes we're so good at being sarcastic that I don't know we're being sarcastic.
You're the queen of sarcasm.
I know, and I've taught you well. And now you say things just off the cuff.
Check me out.
Check you out.
But of course, the Dashley family will have your own personal link, because we love you and you've gotten us to where we are today.
Code.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So how you been?
I've been really good. Fulfilled a life dream.
Of what?
Well, I bought chickens. Should I tell? I haven't even shared the chicken saga. I've been deep in chicken land. So I bought chickens. And it was this whole thing where we were like, well, we either want to get an RV or Ashley wants to get chickens, but we can't do both because someone has to like feed the chickens. And ultimately we decided to get chickens.
Yeah. It was either one way hard or the other way hard. The pendulum is going to swing horizontally this way.
I feel like,
or horizontally the other way.
It only makes sense to us, this like the split fork in the road. We can either do this or this, yeah, but not both. And ultimately we decided chickens. Uh-huh. And we started out with 4, and they were so great and cute. And I was like, once you get the chickens are like Pokemon. There's like 700 different kinds. Mm-hmm. And once you get one and you look up one chicken, you start figuring out that there's more than one type of chicken. Also, there's a lot at the farm store. And so like,
and Ashley naturally feels so bad for them stuck in there, and she wants to bring them home.
I just don't know where they're going. What is their life path?
What's their owner going to be
like? Is
that
how God feels? Where he's just like, here comes some babies. Like, good luck
on planet Earth down there. I tried my best.
Don't know where you're going, but you're going somewhere. I don't know. I can't do it. Yeah. So I went back because my first chickens, the original 4, make like brown eggs. And then I found out about chickens that make blue eggs, which is like sapphire.
Uh-huh.
So great.
What are we going to do? Not buy them?
No. So then I was like, well, the chicken.
You got to buy those ones.
Okay, so the chicken coop I ordered can hold 8 to 9 chickens. And I was like, well, I only have 4. So why not get 2 more? So I got 2 more. And then they were great.
Like this is a nursery rhyme.
It was so great for like 3 days. But then one of the new chickens, the blue egg chickens, got sick. And like, it got really sick, which is normal. Kind of for these baby chicks, they have a hard little beginning where they hatch and then are post office shipped across the U.S. And it can just be stressful and a lot of them die. Mm-hmm. And it was slowing down. It wasn't eating. And then one day I looked in and it was just upside down with its legs up. And I immediately started crying and looking up how to spoon feed chickens. Turns out it's usually not great. Like they usually just still die. Okay, for 6 days, I fed this chicken every 2 hours egg yolk because I looked it up and my sister who does chickens was like, that's what they eat in the egg. You know, like when they're growing, the egg yolk is, they kind of like
the nutrients.
That's where they get their nutrients. And so I was warming up egg yolk with a little bit of water and syringe feeding this baby chick for 6 days every 2 hours. And it was like, it couldn't stand up. And then after it could stand up, I almost felt like it got worse because then it could only walk backwards, which I was like, what's going on here? And I was like looking it up constantly. Like, and all,
this
of,
gonna be
all
a backwards
of the websites
chicken?
Were like, this chick is probably going to die. Here's how to humanely, the word is like, cull it.
Oh.
And I'm not I can't be that type of farmer.
You're not a culler.
I'm not a culler.
You're not a chicken culler.
Anyways, I keep feeding it constantly. And I'm like, every night I'm like holding it and being like, you did great. you lived a good life. Like, you're probably going to die tonight. And I'm so proud of you.
Sad.
But it's okay. And then it would be alive in the morning. And then it got better. Okay. And we named her Tiny, and she's still alive.
Doing better than ever.
She's better than ever. She flaps.
She's hopping up.
She flies. I remember the first time she drank water by herself. I was like, oh my gosh.
You straight up performed
that
surgery on that
chicken.
Couldn't
stand up. It was upside down. It couldn't walk. Mm-hmm. And now she's great. And now I'm like.
Now you're like, oh good. We have seven.
Okay. So like while Tiny wasn't doing great. And when I, on the days I thought she was going to die, I was like, well, I want.
Got to buy one more.
I want six. I don't want five. Okay. So, and like with chicks, like they kind of bond when they're little. And then if it's like easier to introduce new ones to the flock when they're little, because they can be kind of mean to new ones when they're not little. So then I went and got Tiny's replacement, which I felt really guilty about being like, I didn't want Tiny to catch any vibes that I was replacing her in case she made it. But then when she started making it, I was like, shiz, now I have seven.
Now we got seven. Crap.
And the seventh one.
We have so many eggs.
Okay, the seventh one is a red chicken. She's a buff Orpington. Mm. And she's just the cutest and the fattest. Yeah. And she's red.
She's going to be a big
old lady. We named her
lady.
Ruby. She's a big
you named
old lady.
Her what?
Ruby, because she's good. Red. We don't know the white chickens' names because they all look exactly the same.
Yeah.
And that's the, and they like, I am like a certified, I feel like I'm insane. Like, I feel like I appear insane to the people in my home.
I've always said this. You're like the pigeon lady from Home Alone.
I am. Like, but it's real now. And mm-hmm. I've always wanted to be. Mm-hmm. Like in college, I used to go catch ducks at the duck pond.
Yeah.
And it's weird. And now I have them and they like sit on my shoulder. If I open up their little home right now, they like fly onto my head. They just love me. They also love Dallin though. And he's done nothing. So
yeah.
I don't know if they just love people, but if they do, it's because of me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that's the story.
Really
yesterday
fun.
We spent like 7 hours putting a coop together.
That was crazy.
And
how
we
long
only
that
put
took.
It halfway together. And there were no words in the instructions. Just pictures. Because that's
because like, it has to apply to every language.
And it's not enough.
So in serving everyone, they serve no one. Why don't we talk about what we're drinking, Ash, as Utah citizens that we are.
We're being true Utah moms today and Utah dads, because I am here. I believe if Utah dads just gave it a chance more, they would love Swig as much as
I think
Utah
they do.
Moms.
They just don't have the stigma on social media that Utah moms do. Thanks to Jane.
Yeah, I mean, I've never met a guy who doesn't like what that company
Plenty
sells.
Plenty of men like Swig.
It's really good.
For everybody that doesn't have a Swig near them, which I think is pretty much everybody besides Utahns, it's a soda shop. It's called Dirty Soda, where they get soda and mix things in
everyone
it.
Everyone
like
makes fun
cream
of Utah.
Or purees, like raspberry Coke. Puree or syrups.
We'll tell you what
syrups.
We have. Everyone makes fun of Utah and they're like, you only like that stuff because you don't drink alcohol. And I'm like, listen, no one should be drinking and driving. And guess what I'm drinking when I am driving?
A yummy drink.
A yummy drink. Everyone in America can't drink alcohol while they're driving, or at least they shouldn't. Mm-hmm. But you know what they can drink? A soda that tastes better than soda.
Yeah.
And it comes in an enormous cup.
44 ouncer.
I call it the child size because it's the size of a child. Okay. If you get light ice, that'll hydrate you for at least 2 days.
Yeah.
And if you don't get light ice, about 10 minutes. But so get light ice. What are you drinking, Dallin? Dallin,
well, it's called the Raspberry Dream.
Gosh, I want to tell the world about it because I love it so much.
The regular menu has Dr. Pepper with it.
Don't go that way.
And raspberry puree and coconut cream. I like to get it with Coke Zero.
Oh, I do Diet Dr. Pepper.
Or Diet Dr. Pepper.
It makes
it
so much easier.
It is really good
zingier.
With Dr. Pepper too. But
Diet.
But Coke Zero.
If you're going to put 7 squirts of syrup in a drink, you better get diet.
It's too much sugar if
it's
you don't
do
diet.
It's too much sugar if you don't.
Yeah. It's just a lot of sugar.
Okay. Keep telling.
44 ounces of soda mixed with 4 or 5 scoops of raspberry puree mixed with coconut cream.
I usually That's get this drink, but I didn't because I just felt fresque-y that day or today. We got it yesterday. Still have it.
What all was in yours? There's like 5 different
things.
I
need to talk more about yours because it's so good.
Okay.
Hey, Diet Dr. Pepper, Dallin gets Coke Zero. Everyone can do what they want. And then there's not raspberry syrup in it, folks.
It's puree.
It's literally jam.
Better than syrup.
Okay. You can taste, there's like seeds in it. raspberry jam in your Diet Dr. Pepper, and then they pour coconut cream in there. And it's quite literally like nectar of the gods. It is so good. I was feeling fresca-y, like I do sometimes, and I got, it's fresca with passion fruit, mango.
What was it called?
I don't know.
Beach Babe?
Here's the thing.
Endless Summer?
There's like a million different soda shops.
I'm on the app right now with the menu.
There's a
Beach Bum?
It's the Fresca one. There's like one Fresca one.
Could sort by which soda.
This is what I'm saying. There's a million different soda shops and they all name them different things, but they all have the same things.
Uh-huh.
So like the Raspberry Dream is the swig version, but everyone has it.
Yeah.
Like some of them call it a Captain Jack
Sparrow.
The Beach
Babe with Mountain Dew, raspberry, peach, and vanilla cream is really good.
Okay, mine was coconut cream. I didn't get it this time because I was just trying, you know, keep it a little healthier. It's hard to say that because it's not healthy. Everyone's like, diet soda's worse than normal soda.
Uh-huh.
There's no winning, okay?
Say it to a diabetic.
So it's Fresca.
Lots of diabetics appreciate diet sodas,
Fresca,
okay?
Passion fruit, fresh orange juice, coconut cream, and I think it had another flavor, like peach in it. It's divine.
So good. Especially with all the ice. It's
the only person,
so
Violet,
cold.
Couldn't drink it. She said it was too spicy.
Too spicy.
I think it was the Fresca. Fresca's kind of zingy. Yeah. It's so good. It's just so good. Knowing
delicious.
That's waiting for me in the fridge for when I come home.
When people to say, like, they message us and say they're visiting Utah, what should I do?
So many people are like,
I'm gonna start telling them to go to Swig. I can't believe I never thought of that.
Me too. A lot of people though are like, I'm coming to Utah, what soda shop should I visit? Because a lot of people are learning about the Utah soda shops.
Oh,
Arizona has them, in Idaho too.
Do they?
Yeah.
I usually am recommending like hikes or restaurants, but I'm gonna start recommending Swig.
Swig.
Go to Swig and go get baptized in the Mormon
and
church.
Then the cookies. Cookies are everywhere now.
If you want the true Utah experience.
When there is a store, like a restaurant that is open on Sundays in St. George, I live for those ones that open on Sunday.
Why?
Because none of them are. So when the new ones come in and we find out they're open on Sunday. Yeah. Anyways, Dylan and I, we just got back from Palm Springs.
And it's really close to our house. We're just trying to find these places that are like a drive away.
My like Dallin,
from our new area that we just live in now,
Dallin
St. George.
Just loves going to Disney. And the one year I kind of let Dallin plan all the vacations, that's the only thing we did. So this year I was like, we have to do something on the way to Disney. We can't just only do Disney. Yeah. I love Disney, but Disney kind of drains me. And it makes Dallin feel like he's... It
I
does
never
the
felt
opposite.
More alive.
Right.
It's so easy for me to be in the present moment and be in the zone and just be so chill when I am in Disneyland. It's like it transports me to the zone.
I love Disney.
And I'm just vibing there.
I just like vibe at like a lower key, you know, like I want to be moving less when I'm like relaxing. And I love it. It just like I feel like I need to recover. Maybe it's the introvert in me. And you feel like the perfect example. We were walking back from a ride through the park during the exact, and like you hear the music and I'm like, oh crap, the show's starting, like the fireworks song show. And as soon as that ends, I know that it's going to be like the crowd of the century trying to leave a very small gate. And I'm like booking it. I'm like, Dallin, let's go. We have to get out of here. We have to get in front of the crowd. And Dallin is like head in the clouds, just like so enjoying being in this moment with everyone at the Disney park.
Yeah, stop
like,
messing it up,
he's
lady.
He's like, going slowly, like taking it all in, like really enjoying just like
the lights at night in the park. It's magic.
No, you just really enjoy like the feeling of like doing something with like 100,000 other people. Like we're all like,
it's exciting.
I grew up in a family that was like, there's two songs left. We got to get out of here before everyone starts getting out of here.
Combine that
or
with
like,
being homeschooled. Yeah.
It's the seventh inning. Like we need to leave before the ninth inning.
Yeah.
Like the worst thing that could possibly happen to us is we're leaving at the same time as everyone else.
Well, if you have to go get your car out of a jammed parking lot, that's a little different. But if we're just walking right to our hotel.
I literally do not enter a social situation with a lot of people without an exit plan on when I am leaving so that I don't have to leave with all of these people. Like, I will not. I will either stay till everyone is gone.
I agree if you want to beat the rush in the parking lot, because leaving a giant parking lot full of the same time as other people sucks. I hate that.
Well, like, I either plan on leaving early or staying until the last person exits the building.
Yeah.
Like a crew. It's like with the
like after the credits.
Yeah. But Dallin doesn't act like that at Disney. And I'm like,
when we're just strolling back to our hotel, like, it's so chill. Dallin,
let's go. And he's like, not hurrying. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, this is going to be the worst. This is the worst. We didn't make it in time. When the show ended, we were in the middle of the circle. Like, mm-hmm. where Walt Disney's waving with Mickey. We were in the worst possible space. And I like turned to Dallin and I was like, we failed. This is the worst. And Dallin's like, wait, what? Like, I'm having the best time ever.
Yeah. No, and we only did 2 days this time. And it was honestly like great with kids.
Back to why I was saying all that is like, I needed something with the Disney trip where we're like doing something relaxing. And I know the Kardashians go to Palm Springs. And so I've been asking all my friends from California, like, is Palm Springs fun? Like, can you take your family to Palm Springs? Like, on a normal budget where you don't own a house somewhere there?
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the websites said yes. The mommy bloggers who do it. Let me tell you guys, Palm Springs is a joy. We went to a toffee factory. We went to the zoo. We swam Lovely at our zoo. Pool. The weather was great.
Yeah, we used Hyatt credit card points for the Hyatt Regency Indian Hills.
Wells. Indian Wells.
That was a great one. They have a great pool
situation.
Water slides, a lazy river. That was so fun.
There are like moments inside of the hotel resort area. There's so many palm trees and like the sunset is really pretty in the desert. If like the moments where we're like down in the pool area, and we can't see anything but like this one hill mountain and palm trees and the sunset, it feels like you're in Hawaii. You're not in Hawaii. And it doesn't feel, you know, like it's obviously not Hawaii, but there's a moment where your brain is like, this reminds me of when I was in Hawaii. Like, this looks just like Hawaii. Like this one spot with all the palm trees and the sunset. So if you want to go to Hawaii, but you don't want to go to Hawaii,
just go to Palm Springs.
You can go to the Palm Springs and stay at the Hyatt there and like look out during the sunset. Or like in the morning, because our room overlooked all these palm trees, like rows and rows of palm trees.
Yeah, we were in like a fancy part. Our hotel is in a palm tree lined roads. It reminded me of Beverly Hills.
Well, they were all over Palm Springs just loves.
Well, there's
palm
a whole
Springs.
Like more regular California looking area, but then the side of it over where the golf course was, where our hotel was,
yeah,
that
we
was
were next
very
to,
fancy.
Like a golf course.
Plus, turns out there was a giant tennis tournament while we were there.
It was so great because no one was anywhere but the tennis tournament. And that was the one place we didn't go. Uh-huh. So at the hotel, like, we were the only ones swimming.
It's crazy. There was like one
at
other
breakfast,
family maybe
too. It was
too.
Like so chill and no one there. I learned there's a place called Indian Canyons. If we should have been there for 3 days. If we would, the next time we go, we're going to do the zoo in Indian Canyons. And there's like, it has all of these like native palm trees growing all along the river, and there's waterfalls, and it's apparently where like original native people lived in this oasis canyon in the Palm Springs area. And it's run by, I think, one of the tribes, but cool. It's supposed to be just beautiful.
Let's do it.
And I have remorse that we didn't go. Yep. And it's a good thing. You know, it's a good place to visit if the
Kardashians,
if you're leaving
go
after
there.
2 days and you're like, gosh, like, I wish I had more time. Because there's some places you go where you're like, why did we even come here? Who tricked us into coming to this place and thinking it was fun?
Yep, cool
Not
place.
Palm Springs. Palm Springs was 10 out of 10 for us.
It was fun.
The zoo was so great. I thought it was going to be like a scary zoo that was going to scar me. It was the happiest zoo experience I've ever been to. So great. Our kids love that zoo. Also, not very busy at all. It was great. I liked it more than the San Diego Zoo. Because that thing was huge. And treacherous
to walk.
This Palm Springs Zoo, you can just
while pushing a stroller.
It's great because you can just see it all, and then leave and feel like you did it all. We did it all. I left San Diego and I was like, "Gosh, I'm gonna have to fly back here to see the other two thirds of this place," which I think is some people's cup of tea. But I just want to be able to be like, "We did it. We did it all."
Yep.
And we're not overwhelmed. No one got lost, and I didn't have to walk 60 miles.
Yeah. Do you have any news articles to end the podcast?
Yes.
Bitcoin shot way up and is at a new record high.
If you live in my house, you receive 15-minute interval updates every
it's just exciting,
and you have to be like, wow, or else you're not supportive.
So See, you're learning.
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome.
Good job.
I don't have that feeling.
You're finally learning how to be married to a man.
I feel the fear of when it goes down and that, like, you have a parallel reaction in your general demeanor. Yeah. In the bed. Every time it goes up, I'm like, oh, it's going to be a harder fall when this inevitably crashes.
No, it's not going to crash. It's going to go up forever and ever and ever.
I know.
And that's what my mental health is based on.
It needs.
Great. On that note, thanks for listening, you guys. We sure love you. And we'll see you next time. And I should not have said that with the Dashleys. Please email us, isnhstpodcast@gmail.com.
We'd love to talk about the things you want us to talk about.
We're going
to
answer emails the whole next podcast. So please email us, isnhstpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, you could send us those anonymous question things. It wouldn't be anonymous because we would have to receive it via email, but you could send us those.
Oh.
Ask us an anonymous question.
Sure.
We won't get mad at you.
We won't read your name if you don't want us to. Okay, see ya.